It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend if you're tuning in. And it's time to fire up your grill or smoker and create a little grill envy in your backyard or in neighborhood or wherever it is if you're still at camp. Our deer season's over. But, boy, last week was the Thanksgiving feast. And we haven't really talked much about that. But what'd you make for Thanksgiving, Bob?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. It's the smokiest show on the airwaves, and we're glad that you take time once a week to listen to us. And if you can't get time with our schedule, sorry, I just got a text from a guest who's coming. If you don't have time to listen to us live in your market, whatever station is playing us in your market, go to thegrillinguys.com, all right? It's a great website. It's 10 years old. And it desperately needs repair, but it still works. And at the top right corner, you'll see a headset. And if you click on that, you can enroll for our podcast, and we'll send this right to your phone. I do a lot of podcasting myself, and I listen to them on the way to work and back every night. And it's just a cool way to spend some time with your buddies here at the Grillin' Guys. And if you're really lucky, you might even get a chance to hear Trevor once in a while. And if not, you can catch him on 97.9 on the weekends sometimes, because I heard his golden voice on the radio this last weekend. Great station here from Town Square. It's the home of free beer and hot wings and, of course, a bunch of really solid rock. We are on 98.7. And what's the call sign for that?
WFGR.
WFGR, and they have some great old-time
classic
DJs on here. And
some that can't remember where we work, but
Yeah. It's just a lot of 80s, 90s, and now. And I'm trying to think of the one DJ that I called by the wrong name last time. Who's one of your old-timers who's on here, Trevor?
Scott Winters.
Scott Winters, yes. Yeah, yeah. He's such a classic dude.
Yeah.
We partied with him at the first Winter Beer Fest, and that's the first time I got to know him, and he's just a prince of a guy. Yeah. Anyway, so that's where we're at. It's old-time religion here at 98.7. Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock, and of course, 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays around the state. Some stations play us Saturday afternoons. But get that podcast if you can't join us there, because we want to get in your head.
Right. Yeah. Obviously. That was a little bit of a sermon right there, man.
No, this
is the Grillin' Guys, right?
It is, but I think... I'm a geezer, and a lot of geezers listen to us, and I think the podcasting isn't as popular with guys that were born in the 50s and 60s and 70s as it is with the guys and gals born in the 80s, 90s, and currently. 80s, 90s, and now. Yeah. Here's the Doobie Brothers. Yeah. So, but we are happy to be keeping you company from time to time, but I'm gonna make Joppy mad right now, and I don't tell him in advance because
you can't make me mad. Wanna... We're just listening to you ramble about nothing right now. So what could be worse than that?
Well, this isn't nothing right now. I just want to say that what's going on in our country is terribly tense and disturbing, and I just want to let everybody know that this country is really cool. The fabric is strong, and the founding fathers were probably some of the wisest men that ever walked the earth, and they deliberated over what they were going to do to create this country for months and months and months. And I mean, people lost fortunes trying to start this country. I mean, George Washington was one of the wealthiest men in the country, and when he died, he had very little, but he gave it all for this beautiful thing we call America. The United States. And so that being said, there's a lot of news about the election, and there's a lot of misnomers. And I'm just going to say, just be patient and have faith. This thing that we have, we call America, has overcome much worse than this. And right now, you just have to hold the line. You just got to hold the line. And that goes back to the Romans, but it's true. Be faithful, and you're going to see how this all unfolds. And I think most of you will be very happy. And don't forget, this thing called masculinity, it's okay. This show is about masculinity. And it takes
except that, for the tofu.
It you brought that up. But I actually tried it.
Right. Yeah.
But it's under fire in this country as well. You know, everything's supposed to not be masculine, but it's okay to be masculine. And this show is all about that. Men at the Grill. And
well, we got lady listeners as well that we truly appreciate. But yeah, this is kind of guy talk.
We do.
You're right.
And we love it when women step up to the grill because maybe their husband doesn't have any skills or
right.
Maybe, you know, he doesn't think it's masculine to get at the grill, but it is. And Jop's a prime example of that. He looks pretty good in an apron. I'll just say that.
Yeah. All depends what I got on under that apron, I'm assuming. Right? How good you really want to look for that. But
talking about the turkey, did you have anything fantastic after with your leftovers?
You know what I did? Because I'll be very honest, I walked away and didn't pay attention and overcooked my turkey. I was probably 8 to 10 degrees higher. I went to about 175, 178 with it, and it was dry. And so I had all this turkey meat after I cleaned the carcass, you know what I mean? So I made turkey soup, and it turned out fabulous, and it's very, very meaty. And I made enough of it. I mixed the
no
white.
No noodles?
No. You know, we're trying to stay off the carbs, so I made it with a vegetable and rice. I didn't, use long grain rice
okay.
in it. And
I like that.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. And
wild
I made,
rice.
You know, I made like 4 gallons of it, literally, because I had, 8 pounds of turkey left.
Holy cow.
So it's in little, single-serving containers for
and
Lisa
the rice,
and
you put the rice in all of it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I mean, I put the broth in and cooked the rice in the broth
right.
and then put the rest of the ingredients
right.
in there and
so I took a different path. I did something similar, and I first of all, I was not a good husband on Thanksgiving. My wife told me, and I left everything up to her because she always wants me to leave everything up to her, but I was gone. I was checked out, and the poor thing tried to take this giant pterodactyl out of the oven, and she dropped it.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
burn
it was,
herself?
It was a
or?
Turkey bomb. No, fortunately, she didn't, but the bird, it died. And it did not survive, but she fortunately could scoop it up because she had it sitting on a foil tray, and unfortunately, there was turkey grease all over the place. But so I didn't have much carving to do. I'll just say I just
right.
put pieces on a platter, and that's my one job on that day.
Yeah.
I did take the carcass, and I like cleaning meat, so I took the thing and broke it all down. I threw the carcass in our biggest pot, and I
yep.
cooked it with onions and celery and a lot of water and salt and pepper and garlic for about 4 hours. And then I let it cool off. I took my strainer and pulled everything out and put it on some cookie sheets and let it cool, and then I picked through it. And I got all the little pieces of cartilage, any little bones, the little bones out of the wings and all that gross stuff, and the skin. And then I put this giant pot in my lower-level refrigerator and let it cool down. And then a couple days later, I went down there, and all that fat was on top, nice
sure.
and hard.
Yep.
I just took it all off, and I have, like, the most beautiful stock I've ever made.
Yep.
And
And it keeps.
Oh, my gosh. So what I did is I broke it up into several separate containers. I froze the stock separately, and I took one batch, and I made some enchilada soup or tortilla soup. I don't know what they call it. I saw it on Facebook. An old high school friend made it. And
turkey tortilla soup?
Yeah. Instead of chicken, it was turkey. Because I hate leftover turkey.
Yep.
Hate it.
I know. Dries out.
I know. I can have like one batch of turkey soup, and that's it.
Well, I don't know. Mine's very flavorful. But anyway, I'm going to have many batches of it, but not every day. Right? Coming up next, it is the holidays, and you might be planning for the next holiday get-together. I'm going to talk a little bit about a crown roast. You're going to like this one. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Fen Valley Vineyards. Located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.